Welcome, Telltellers. And today you're in for a treat. Five stories from three Telltellers to whet your creepy story appetite. Eat your fill tonight, Telltellers, it's a packed episode. And of course, these Telltellers have each given me their permission to narrate their stories straight to your ears. Our episode has a creepy naked woman, a weird reoccurring dream, and talking to a dead man who left his mark on a house. The two other stories you're going to just have to listen to. I shan't give any more away. First things first, I need to thank the three Telltellers and go through my awesome fan support. So, our Telltellers today are Escaletix, Kiralai, and 13th Floor. In that order, if you're wondering. So thank you so much for allowing me to narrate your creepy stories. They were fantastic. Now, for some shoutouts. Troy Shaw, the fan muscle that does all my heavy lifting. You champion. Thank you so much for your support. Every single day, I look at that like button and I'm so happy. So cheers, mate. Blackpaw360, who is so kind to like these episodes, just like Troy Shaw, you're the kind of people that keep me ticking. Thank you so much. BB Beckman for the follow. Snazzy Finch, love the name and your passion for Adventure Time. And Heavy Metal Horror, Cadavercast, and the Crazy Town Podcast. These are all worth checking out. They're all fantastic. Okay, Telltellers, you know what time it is? Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Our Telltellers is Escaletix, and the title of our story is The Dead Naked Lady. Well, when I was a kid, I used to have these nightmares about a dead lady chasing me through my backyard. She was naked. I could never see her head, and her skin was discolored and bloated like she had drowned or something. I had this same nightmare for years, but didn't think much of it until I was around 10 or 11. My dad casually mentioned to me he had a horrible nightmare the night before about a dead lady chasing him through the backyard. Now, fast forward to when I was 17. Unfortunately, my dad had passed away at this point. When I had a creepy backyard experience. We had chickens, and if you've ever had chickens of your own, you know that they don't make a noise at night unless they are in danger. One night, my boyfriend and I could hear a chicken making pretty panicky noises from where we were in the kitchen. I grabbed a flashlight and started to head towards the shed because the noises were coming from in there. I got within 10-ish feet of the shed and the noises stopped. I decided to check the coop to do a head count and see who was missing. We only had 6 chickens, so, you know, should be easy enough. I poke my head in the coop and count all 6 chickens. While I'm in the coop, I hear footsteps coming around the shed. It had been raining, so it was pretty muddy, and I could hear the footsteps really well. I thought it was my boyfriend, but wasn't too worried about it until I heard my boyfriend call my name and ask if everything was okay. He was all the way across the yard, standing by the back door. I jumped out of the coop and got the fuck out of there. I never saw what it was walking towards me in the mud, but funny enough, my boyfriend had a crazy dream about a dead lady in the backyard that night, and I had never told him about the nightmares I had as a kid. So, that was pretty creepy. My next story is also about my house. I grew up in an absolutely terrifying house and had a lot of creepy shit happen to me. One of the very first weird experiences I can remember happened when I was about 4 or 5. Occasionally, I would sleep in my parents' bed because I would get freaked out. My mum had already fallen asleep, and my dad was starting to fade too, but was still awake enough to hear the knocking on the front door. I got up with him to go see who it could be so late at night. He opened the door and I could see a man standing there. We had a screen door that was still separating us from the man, but I could see him very clearly. The streetlight made it very easy to see, but my dad very calmly says, "Huh, that's weird. Nobody there." Even though this guy is staring right at us through the screen door. My dad kind of looks around through the screen, and after he decides he doesn't see anything, he closed the door and went back to bed. Super weird. But this is only the beginning of my creepy stories. But for now, this will do. The title of this story is Three Experiences in My Childhood Home. Our tale teller is Kiralai. I'll start by admitting that I have a great deal of skepticism towards these experiences, as they all seem like they could be explained by childhood imagination. However, there are certain factors to each that interest me enough to want to talk about them anyway. All of these take place in my childhood home. The first is a recurring dream. In the dream, I would find myself in my living room, crouched low in front of a chair. It would always be in the middle of the night and quite dark. The chair sat high enough off the ground that I could see all the way underneath it to the other side, easily. A few feet from the back of that chair was the entryway to the room. It was a small hallway with a bedroom on either side, and a bathroom door in the middle. After a few seconds of watching that doorway, a small, shadowy dog would come running in from the bedroom on the right and immediately come over to investigate me, sniffing at me excitedly. Despite nothing about this being harmful, I would always feel scared and duck my face to the carpet and cover my head with my arms until I woke up. What stands out to me is that I had that exact dream many, many times over the course of living in the home. The room in my dream was an exact replica of the same room in reality. Furniture was located in the same place, for example. Nothing about the dream would ever change, always the exact same sequence of events in the same way. It might also be worth noting that the bedroom the little dog ran out of was my nursery as a baby, and I was always afraid of sleeping in that room as I got older. Another experience was something that took place one night just before bedtime. My bedroom at the time, not the same bedroom mentioned before, was set up so that my bed was facing in the direction of the door, but was not situated directly in front of it. My door was open, I was sitting at the head of my bed, and my dad was seated in front of me, with his back to the door. Both of us were playing with Barbie dolls. At one point in the game, I happened to look past my dad's right shoulder, and there was a man standing in the doorway. He was tall and bulky enough that he seemed to take up much of that doorway, and was wearing a long, brown coat with lots of pockets and a matching Panama-style hat. His clothing looked sort of wet, not drenched, more like he'd just come out of the rain. I watched for only a few seconds before feeling scared and needing to refocus on the dolls to ignore the man. When I felt brave enough to look back, he was gone. My dad never seemed to notice anything was amiss, and I didn't mention the man at all. Again, this seems like something that could be chalked up to imagination. However, it sticks out to me because at the time I was engaged in playing with Barbie dolls. My mind was already occupied by other things. I didn't look at the doorway expecting to see anything there. I just happened to notice the man in the normal course of glancing up from the game I was playing with my dad. The last one is very simple and short. I walked into the kitchen in the middle of the night, no lights on anywhere in the house, and saw an amorphous blob floating in front of the microwave. It was a little larger than a softball and had a faint glow to it. After a while, it just faded away. I really felt like this one should have had some sort of scientific explanation, given that what I saw was directly in front of the microwave. But I tried Googling the phenomenon in a number of different ways, and never managed to find anything. The microwave was not on at the time, nor had it been used recently. Interestingly enough, back when I was dating my now husband, the subject of ghosts and the supernatural came up in conversation, and he described the same thing, a blob floating in front of a microwave. When talking about a previous home he and his other family members believed to be haunted, it was something of a oh shit moment for me, as I hadn't yet said anything about my own experience. Well, I know these are rather strange compared to some other stories, but that's all I got. Thanks for listening. And our last story for today's episode is When I Was 5, I Was Friends with a Dead Guy in My House, by 13th Floor. Apparently, when I was like 5, I had a friend that I used to talk to in my house. My mum assumed it was just an imaginary friend, which is normal for an only child. A little backstory though. We had recently moved into a house and there were a few strange things happening, such as doors slamming randomly, light switches turning on and off, etc. None of my family members really believe in the paranormal stuff, so they dismissed it to the wind, electrical issues, and that sort of stuff. There was also a bunch of crackheads that knocked on our door a couple of weeks after we moved in. We got the impression that a drug dealer lived there before us. Now, a few weeks after moving in, my parents went to my dad's work event and met his co-worker's wife, who happened to be a psychic. My mum never believed in that type of stuff, so she dismissed it. The psychic said to my mum, "You have a young son, right?" My mum said yes, assuming she knew that from my dad. Then the lady said, "He has a friend that he talks to." This scared my mum a bit, because to her knowledge, my dad didn't know about that, so she started paying more attention to what the psychic said. She continued with something along the lines of, "His friend is a spirit of an older man." Now, my mum was starting to get scared, and asked what to do. She told my mum to spread salt in the corners of every room in the house, and shout at the spirit to get out. It seemed strange, but apparently, it worked. After she did that, we stopped having those weird occurrences, and it seemed like I stopped talking to him. About a month later, my parents were painting the second floor loft in our house, and took the wall outlets out and found a dried, brown substance that looked like it dripped from above. So, they got a ladder and went up the attic directly above the loft. Once they got inside, they found a big pool of dried blood on the ground that dripped down the loft walls, which explains the brown substance inside the walls. There was also some splattered across the back wall and ceiling, and not to mention, it was also about 20 degrees colder in the attic than the rest of the house, which isn't normal. So basically, they noped the fuck out of there and went to talk to the real estate agent that sold us the house. He said the guy that had lived there had shot himself in the attic, and yes, it was an older man. I barely recall any of this, but I do remember waking up in the middle of the night one time and seeing something open my door, peek its head into the room, and walk inside. I fell asleep shortly after, not sure why I wasn't scared, and then woke up again and saw its face inches from mine, and I could feel what almost felt like ice-cold breath on my nose. I screamed, and it bolted out of the door. I never, ever saw it again. Well, these stories were just great. I hope you enjoy the episode as well. Having nightmares about a naked woman attacking you at night is just terrifying, and the way you described her to me reminded me so much of what that old lady looked like in The Shining. Anyone remember her? You painted an image in my mind that reminded me exactly of her. And that reoccurring dream with the dog was definitely eerie. But the disturbing one was the slightly wet man in your room. I have to wonder what he was covered in. And what about the imaginary friend that wasn't so imaginary? All of these stories just have me left wondering, wow, it's great not to have been there when that happened. So, thank you Telltellers for your time, and as always, if you have 2 seconds, click that like button. If you're on any Apple Media platform listening to me, a huge thank you, and a rating would be great. Did someone say 5 stars? There it is again. 5 stars for stories, fables, ghostly tales. But seriously, thank you all for listening. Telltellers, this is a place where stories live and new Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.